open up wisely. Open up wisely. Okay, so this is where we want to start first. We want to remember that there's a wise woman, since we're all female here. We'll just do wise woman. But for anyone listening, it's like wise master that is inside. How would I say that? Like is inside, traveling next to us, traveling right by our side. So what we want to do is we want to give that master self permission to kind of sign on as well. So imagine like you're in charge of your laptop, you're in charge of your computer most, and then here comes the clearing. So for anybody new, I think Perry may be new to this, or maybe Cheryl, there's clearing that's occurring now, and it kind of looks like wheels in the bus go round and round. It starts that way, and we're clearing out the subconscious. So we're clearing out all the last energies at last that were kind of like strongholds that were keeping us in suffering, that were keeping us at a distance from our higher self, because we want to remember we're ascending now, and so this light needs wants to say hello. So when we're talking about the master sitting by the side, it's sort of like she's waiting to be introduced. She's waiting to get her like stylus pen that like she can start participating. So we don't want her sitting there quiet as a mouse, her or him. We don't want like the greatest, wisest part of us staying outside of where the decision making occurs, where the prophecy is happening, because we really want her or him to kind of like assemble and sit right on our lap. In fact, just sort of merge inside of us so there's hardly a distance at all. We want to feel that our higher self, our I Am Presence, our Christ self, whatever words you want to use, it's like this energy of love that is so ready to explode, that has all the answers, that is above the entire matrix, entire belief system that's on its way out, entire like system of fear, split mind, all of that, that was part of sort of like that past system that we're saying goodbye to, that we're kind of waving, you know, like going off into the distance. Bye, see you later. Like not even see you later. It's sort of like enough, because there's a new air. Now here's the important part. There's a new air. They're saying there's a new stair and they want me to stop. So when I said me didn't sound even right. It's not me. It's us collectively. So we want to remember, it's sort of like the voice that you're hearing is really symbolic for us all. We want to feel that none of us are ever doing any of this alone, that we're being sponsored by a power, by a love, by a promise that's so magnificent, that's so sensational. It's sort of like, where do you even begin? It's so good. So we want to allow that to sort of sink in nicely. In nicely is now things are going to be possible that weren't possible in the past. Why? We were doing it all by ourselves. We were not doing it with our very best. When they were talking about the wise woman, the master sitting by our side, however you want to perceive this, it's really our sacred heart opening widely. It's sort of like, it was almost like my sacred heart had like eyes, you know, in the flame, and it's sort of like, hi, I'm here. So anything where we can start to introduce us all. Okay, so when we said us all, here comes the clearing again. And it's almost like the second level. I don't know what that means, but it just feels like levels or sections or something. But in any event, we're growing in height. So what I'm getting is it's sort of like layer upon layer upon layer, because you keep building from the wrong assertion, you know, the wrong beliefs. So all of that is clearing. And so now my arms are more spread out to the side. I always think of like Isis wings or whatever. And so when I'm looking at this, it's sort of like we're extending ourselves. We're opening ourselves up generously so that we can come up high. So in other words, we can access the light, we can access our power, we can access our divine right, because now we're playing for keeps, meaning we're not looking just through the past observation. We're opening up and going the distance. In other words, receiving those heavenly rays, receiving the heavenly bliss. So out of that state of new awareness, out of that state of higher realization, that's where we're gonna create the miracles, or like what we would call miracles, because we're stepping out of linear time. Because we've always been out of linear time. That's the greatest news of all. What we're opening up to, we've actually always been. We've just never quite noticed. The reason they're saying it that way is sort of like to not make it that big a deal. The more we make it just sort of like, oh, well, you know, there's another step, so of course I'm gonna step up. It's no big deal, there's a step, take my foot, press it down. In other words, it's really only because the past belief system says it can't be done that we're all kind of afraid to do it. But think of like, you know, they said the earth was flat until someone proved otherwise. And once it was proven, everyone takes out their ship and goes have a good time. That's literally what's occurring. That's all that's happening. It's just sort of like the ones that go out very first, it's understandable it's gonna be a little timid or frightening or whatever, because you don't have like another prototype to sort of link into or follow. So you wanna remember that we've all had those initiations in past incarnations. It's not even really past. Those past, what we would call past lifetime, we wanna remember past doesn't really exist. So it's really concurrent. Now, the reason that's kind of really even better in a way is it's side by side. Like you can literally reach out and go the distance. That's why I can reach out and say hi to King Arthur, because it's not really so far away the way our mind has imagined. We want to understand that so we can understand how good this is getting. Everything is available to us. Everything is literally packed inside. It's almost like being hungry, and it's like, that's okay, I packed a picnic. That's what we did for ourselves. The picnic is inside, but we have to press against. Pressing against is pressing into what we've been avoiding. Pressing into, oh, well, I'll keep focusing on what makes my ego feels good, or what makes my linear self happy with myself, and what's gonna give me the promised land, what's gonna give me the explosion. I'll just keep stepping over because I'm not really sure how to handle it. We've all done that in some version, and they're kind of calling us out on it as a group, because they're saying if we should suggest this to any one of you in an individual session, you're going to take it as self-pity, meaning thinking like it's just a particular problem for you. And they're saying not at all, that this is what continues to happen, that all of the beautiful light workers are literally ready to step up into the ascension energy that's already inside, that's already available, but we have to say so, meaning we have to be willing to be shown. Now, each of us have a steady address. A steady address is your higher self, your guides and teachers that are ready to escort you, that are ready to take you inside. What you want to do is say yes. What you want to do is join in strongly. What you want to do is being willing to take a new dance step, a new turn, a new like, oh, let me just jump in the pool, why not? I already know what was there, let me try something next. Anything where you join with excitement, because all of us have some pressured fear into what we don't want to look at. We all do, and that's okay. But it's a little bit like scar tissue. That built up of the fear kind of makes it a little bit that difficult at first to kind of blaze through. So we want to build up that yes. We want to build up that self-assurance. We want to build up that favored perseverance lifestyle, where we want to remember we're all about to explode. In other words, the ascension is upon us. So whatever is just sort of those last little, you got it all done, but now you're down to the last 5%, and then you can cross over. You want to feel the trusted hand now, meaning you're not doing alone. You got the energy supporting you. Like we've been talking about this. It's sort of like you just give them 5% and they'll do all the rest. But if you look away and you don't give 5%, well, then they have to wait because you said so. So here comes the clearing, the group clearing for all of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is such a generous grace that's being offered, and I actually personally requested it if there is still a person inside of me. In other words, it's sort of like I know where we're all still wanting, where it's sort of like we need a little help, please. And so that's the grace that's been allowed. That's the grace that's now been introduced. So where things were, ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just getting a lot of good symbols here. So where things were a little sticky, where we think like, oh, I don't know how am I ever gonna solve that. That's all history. That's all in the past. That's already been undone. Let me explain that. What I'm looking at are like tied shoelaces. So they're undone. Like we have to go tend to it now. We have to go tie it upright. But the past, the constriction, the problem, like we couldn't even begin, all that is, it's sort of like, instead of it being tied really tightly, it's nicely loose. So it's super easy for us to come now, here comes the opening now, and to do our part. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves, oh gosh, I just have to keep saying receive. Like the receiving is just so beautiful. It's so just right on time, perfect. You know what, like it's just sort of like, if I could just a little help here, we can get going again. That's what it feels like. It's sort of like, here you go. So we want to realize that this is available to us always. When we are doing our part, we can ask for help wide. Wide means we're willing to spread out wide. We're willing to know ourselves more. We're willing to go the distance. So when we need a little help, like light down here, gotta see this, love will find our way. Here comes the group clearing again. So this clearing is happening so we can find our light and get on with our journey. I'm looking at a tree and there's literally this goddess energy in the tree. I mean, this is just so, I want to say magical, but I feel like they're showing us the magical energy so that we touch our own magic inside. In other words, it's like the wisdom of you know, the women that inhabited this planet had extraordinary shamanic wisdom, had extraordinary shamanic wealth. And so whether you're tuning in into Druids or King Arthur or Lemuria or whatever it is, this ancient wisdom is upon us and we are part of it. So that's why we're beginning to grow. And that's why each of us, we're going to go to the personal questions now, but that's why each of us are hurting inside a bit, because wherever we're still playing imposter, wherever we're still not demonstrating our right self, so we're still playing disempowered divine feminine, we're each getting a huge big hello in that area. We're each getting a big ouch, because it's showing where we're not holding our power, and it's showing where enough is enough. So this isn't about just walking through and just trying to make things good enough. This is really about taking a look at where it actually hurts so that the healing can come and bless it, so you can be on your way and carry the ascension flame, because that's actually what matters, and that's what's needed. And so when I'm looking at everyone here, it's like everyone's extremely important, and you want to receive that. Well, like you have a part in the divine plan. You matter. And so the support you have is extraordinary. But you, yeah, how would I say that? It's like we each were able to go into denial in certain respects. We're each were able to still hold on to the ego in certain respects. and kind of get away with it in a way, in the sense that we're all so powerful that we could kind of compensate and pull it off. But now it's like that protection's gone. It's not to hurt us, but because we're now ready to receive, we're now ready to step in. In other words, we've been endowed, we've been blessed with that divine light. And so now it's our job, it's our responsibility as the amazing divine masters we've always been, to sort of like, here's the washcloth, here's the water, here's the first aid kit. You know, bandage yourself up, heal yourself, remedy yourself, do what you do best, because we each know. We each have this inner knowing that's waking up to be seen. So receive your spiritual gifts now with ease, with grace, with certainty, because you're bringing out those gifts for the masses. It's not just for what you call your personal life. That actually is coming to a close. We're all going to wake up and realize we're all of it. We're not really the body. Entirely. Receive, receive, receive. They are not sending you energy. This is so amazing. We're going to get there, guys. We really are. Receive, receive, receive. As long as it keeps coming, I'm going to keep transmitting. Receive, receive, receive. We're just saying yes. It's the reason it's getting potent is because we're saying yes. So we're doing it. And so it is.